Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. We have a huge election coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, which will end the Republican presidential primary. I'm confident of it. President Trump is going to win. What we have to have happen in November is President Trump end the communist quest to take over America. So I know that it's very convenient for conservative talk show hosts to say we're on the brink of becoming a socialist nation. We're on the brink of becoming communists. The communists are winning in America. They're indoctrinating our children. All of that is very true. But I want to give you some hope today, because the communist battle that they are waging, that our enemies are waging from within to take over America, to win the hearts and minds of freedom-loving Americans, they're actually losing. They wanted to win this country 30 years ago, and they failed to do it. This battle has been going on for 70-plus years. How do I know that? I'm going to prove it to you. Yuri Bezmenov, you may have heard of him. He's a former Soviet Union KGB operative. He defected to the United States. And in the late 70s, 80s, even maybe going all the way back to the 60s, he had been going on and talking about the Soviets' plot to take over America. Now, this can be tracked all the way back to, as I said, 1960s, 1950s. Now, where are we from there? 70 years, okay? 70 years for the 1950s, they thought it was going to take them 10 to 20 years to make this change happen. It has not happened. The reason it has not happened is because those infiltrators, the Soviets, the communists, the Marxists, the Leninists, they underestimated Americans. They underestimated us. They underestimated you and me. Of course, the blind liberal zombies are very real, and that's who they target first, the weak, those who can't think for themselves. But they underestimated all of us, the people who can think for themselves, the people that love freedom and are willing to die for freedom. We're going to get into that. I'm going to play some clips from Yuri Bezmenov for you. I think it's a very important conversation to give you some hope that the last line of defense, I believe, is this election come November. If President Trump wins, we just may very well be able to squash out the indoctrination, the Leninist indoctrination, the Marxist indoctrination of our children. We could squash it out for good. Hey, this podcast is brought to you by Midas Gold Group. They're the title sponsors of this program. I'm grateful for them. Please give them a visit, MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, with that, let's get the party started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, thank you so much, folks. It is a great pleasure to be along with you. Don't forget my website, GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. Sign up for the email list there. This is the way I can stay in touch with you. A lot of announcements coming through on that front. GrantStinchfield.com, social media, Stinchfield1776. Oh, yeah, by the way, I started a new TikTok account. I'll go into that, but not Grant Stinchfield. I'm using a burner phone. I'm still trying to infuse my message into the indoctrinated kids of TikTok. Not Grant Stinchfield. Give me a follow there. All right, speaking of indoctrination, folks, what we are seeing in America today, I believe, is the end of the socialist communist war on America. Now, they want you to believe it's just the beginning. It's not. This has been going on since the 1950s. We have continued, and we've been very successful at pushing them back. Have they made inroads? You better believe it. Have they made too many inroads? Absolutely. But they have not taken over this country. Yes, we have members of the Socialist Democrat Party, whatever they want to call it, inside the halls of Congress. That's frightening. These same types of people operate in city halls and state legislatures around the country. But they've not taken over the majority. And that's because of folks like you and me. They're not going to beat us. Now, if they can't beat back President Trump, it's over for them. They'll keep trying, and this will be a battle we wage for a long time. But the heart and soul of America will be in very good hands for the next 4 years if President Trump wins. And I'm seeing the American people wake up. When I see minorities in Chicago getting mad at City Hall for housing illegals there, same thing in New York City. When I see those in South Texas, Hispanics, upset with illegal immigration, and now 53% of America support the building of a border wall, I say we're making progress. President Trump back in office, 4 years more of that and the success and opportunity that everybody has. We're going to wake up, even the blind liberal zombies. There's a time when they wake up is when they're hammered over the head so much that they just can't take it anymore. Okay? This is what is happening. You know, I've started to rethink my thoughts about COVID. Originally, I said this was a test to see how far they could push us. I actually don't believe COVID was the test. I now believe COVID and the restrictions and the lockdowns and the mandates, that may have been the culmination. They may have been testing us for the last 50, 70 years leading up to 2020. And you know, in the end, we lost a lot during that time, but we pushed back. And a lot of people woke up to what was going on. We've got more awake Americans than we have ever before, which is why President Trump is leading in the polls. Now, the reason I came to this conclusion is because I was listening to Yuri Bezmenov talk again. Yuri Bezmenov is the former KGB agent that defected to America. And he has been giving speeches. I mean, he's dead now, but he was giving speeches in the 60s, 70s, 80s about the Soviet agenda and the Soviet plot for mind control and to take over America. When I listened to him way back then, I now realize they failed. Their timeline was to be 10, 20 years, a generation of children. We've had a few generations of children go through their indoctrination, and we have not fallen yet because America is the greatest nation in the world with the greatest people in the world. America is not built on its leaders. It's built on its people. And when you have people like us at the base of this country, we're not falling and we're not going down easy. This is that Yuri Bezmenov interview. I'm going to play some of it. We'll comment and I'll explain to you why I believe where we are right now.
Spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages.
All right, before we get into the four basic stages, think about this. Those infiltrators into America that wanted to turn us into a communist slash socialist nation have been doing this for a very, very long time, and only recently have they gotten desperate. So you go and go all the way back to the 1950s when they would change your views about what was real and what was not real. But you fast forward to today, they've gotten so desperate they want to blur the lines between men and women. What is real, what is not? They want to tell you that President Trump is a criminal when we know he's not. They'll use the mainstream media to change your perception, to literally indoctrinate you, to blind you as to what reality really is. I know that when I say the definition of a woman is my mother, my sisters, those are women. I know what they are. The mother of my child, my girlfriend. Women, okay? I know what they are. Today, you'll have a generation of young kids that don't know what women are. This is them changing the perception, beating them down. But they're losing Because what happened in the end, this transgender mania, you've seen a whole faction of society, many of them you and me, pushing back harder than we've ever pushed back against this wacky indoctrination. It is backfiring on them. Hey, before I play some more of him, let me just tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. I raised a question the other day. What if there's no more gold in Fort Knox? What if we're being lied to about the amount of gold that America has? Here's what I will tell you. Gold has never lost its value. The Venezuelan Bolivar is worthless today. At one point, it wasn't. Currencies of the world have come and they have gone. But gold has stood the test of time. Cleopatra used it. King Tut loved gold all the way to present day. I love gold because it's a commodity you can hold and it will always have value. That is why it's important to make it part of your investment strategy. Not all of it, but part of it. MidasGoldGroup.com can help you. MidasGoldGroup.com. Safety, security, and privacy. That's what gold is all about. 855-322-GOLD. If you're not investing some of your money in gold, I got to ask you, what are you doing? Because with all the craziness, now's a good time to protect some of that nest egg. All right, let's get back to Yuri Bezmenov talking about how they were going to steal America. Remember, this interview goes way back. So this is at least, I would say, 40 to 50 years old.
The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism.
All right, so think about this. He says it should take 10 to 20 years for this to happen. That interview you're watching there was in 1984. Go figure, 1984. Isn't that ironic? That was the year it took place. So that interview in 1984, 10 to 20 years. Well, if you give him 20 years, that would be 2004. We're 20 years beyond that. So the Leninists are way overdue in their takeover of America. This was supposed to be a 20-year process. And I promise you, it wasn't starting just in 1984. They had started this process in the 1950s. So maybe the 60s, which is why he was saying they were at the point now in 1984. We've been saying we're at the point for a long time. The reason why the communists can't take America and get over the top of the hill is because we, the people, will not let them. Don't underestimate that power in all of us. Don't underestimate the resolve of the American people to push back against this craziness that we are seeing. And certainly, if you want to take anyone's inspiration as pushback, look at President Trump. My buddy Sebastian Gorka called him a dissident, the dissident president. That's what he is. He is a political dissident. Now, as soon as we get him back in power, he's no longer a dissident anymore. Now he becomes the leader again.
Moralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it...
All right, now remember, he's saying the demoralization of America is completed. This is the height of the Cold War. And yes, Russia probably thought that was correct. But within the next 4 years, who won the Cold War? America, thanks to a guy like Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan and President Trump are very similar in philosophy, stature, and strength. Ronald Reagan squashed them. President Trump is squashing them. And they learned from Reagan because the enemy learned on how they went after Reagan. They are coming after President Trump harder than they've come after any president before. So this demoralization phase, he thought they were winning in 1984. They never got there, really.
It's done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in the in his fat bottom.
The kick in the fat bottom was the COVID mandates and lockdowns for many Americans. So many Americans still today are at a point where they don't believe it. And if you weren't kicked in the butt during COVID, I would say the next kick in the butt is the open border situation and the crime that is unfolding across America. That's the wake-up call for many, many people. Look at what's happening in inner cities across America. People are waking up and realizing this process ain't working for us. Crime's out of control. My city's not safe. The economy's not good. Real estate prices are high. The average family now spends $11,000 more a year than they did when President Trump was in office. Inflation through the roof. I mean, everything is going downhill. You can tie almost everything back to the border. This is another kick in the pants. Now think about it though. The blind liberal zombies that you know, you can show them all the evidence and what do they say? They don't want to listen to you. I have family members like this. They want to tell me that Joe Biden's responsible for the stock market because the stock market is through the roof. That's fine. The stock market has gone up. I believe it's hedge funds propping it up. I don't think it's grandma and grandpa pulling pennies out of their couch and investing it in the stock market. I don't. I think it's getting the ultra wealthy, ultra wealthy. That's what I think the stock market is about. It's not helping the American family that has to spend, as I said, $11,000 more a year. That on gas is three times what it was under President Trump. Grocery prices up 23% since President Trump took office. These are things that hurt. It is a kick in the pants. And then you start to see the arrest of the dissenters. Dissenters being you and me, whether it's the J6ers, whether it's President Trump, whether it's being kicked off social media. You want to talk about the demoralization of America? What about a guy like me? I get demonetized on Facebook. I get kicked off of YouTube. I get permanently banned from TikTok. It's demoralizing. I'm trying to make inroads. I'm trying to get the message and bam, 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 they keep hammering you. But what do I do? Not that I'm special, because I know all of you do the same thing. I open up another TikTok account, not Grant Stinchfield. That's trolling them, by the way. I'll start another YouTube account. I just keep hammering. I'm not going to let them stop me. I keep posting on Facebook, even though my reach is far less than it ever was because they've demonetized me. Only recently am I now recommendable again on Facebook, but I'm not stopping. The American people refuse to bow down and give up. That's why they're not winning. That's why this may just be a final nail in the coffin of the socialist communists in their quest to take over America. We could close the coffin for good with an election of President Trump.
When the military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization. The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, it doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, what matters is essentials. Economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense,
I want you to think about this destabilization. They tried it under Barack Obama. And it was working. Remember, we thought we were at the end of the rope. They were destabilizing everything, foreign policy. Our enemies were on the move. Don't forget about Benghazi. Don't ever forget about that. Terrorists were making inroads all across the globe. Economy was still shaky. 2008 was a disaster. 2008 to 2012. So now I will offer you this. What do we have now? We have Joe Biden upping the ante because they're desperate with destabilization. Open borders are destabilizing. His foreign policy, being in bed with China, is destabilizing. Our enemies are on the move. They don't care about us. They're doing everything they can to destabilize the globe because they're desperate. It's worse than it's ever been before. But that to me is a sign that they got nothing left after we get to the end of this. If we can hang on till November or January 20-something, whenever President Trump is sworn in, we're going to be okay.
An economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now. And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely.
We have not had normalization for a very, very long time. And you see... certainly what Joe Biden is trying to do with weakening America. We have not had normalization yet, certainly under President Trump, but it was always a battle. We were still fighting under President Trump. There was nothing normal about what was going on. You look at COVID as well. That was a war on us.
Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, "Now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized."
Okay, so you see what he's saying. The normalization was not that America's normal. The normalization is that they've normalized the idea of tyranny. The tanks move in to areas of Russia, that's normal. The mandates, the lockdowns, that's normal. Government telling you to get vaccinated, that's normal. Mail-in ballot scheme, that's normal now. We're seeing some of that, but the American people are really pushing back hard. And I think the American people, in my opinion, in my adult life, I'm 55 years old, are pushing back harder than I've ever seen them push back before, with more urgency and more passion than I've ever seen before. Certainly, we had factions of the American public that were pushing back during the Vietnam War, but those... or the protest activist crowd. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about everyday Americans that are now standing up and talking to their loved ones and friends, that are getting involved with politics, that are walking neighborhoods for candidates. Everyday Americans that weren't activists, that weren't grassroots politicos, that are now saying, "I've got to do something." We've never seen this before. So my hope is the normalization never comes, which is why I say we haven't gotten there yet.
This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition.
What did they do during COVID? And I believe now, listening to him, that COVID was not a test. That was their final battle at normalization. And it didn't work. The free goodies. Don't pay your rent. We're going to give you a check from the government. You can buy Louis bags. And we're going to give you cell phone vouchers. And then now with, you know, you got the Obamacare and insurance. You look at the illegals that are coming here. We're going to give you free housing. All of this is the normalization and free gifts and goodies. But it didn't work. It hasn't worked. They're trying and they continue to try, which is why I say we have to keep pushing back and hanging on.
And to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., with the benevolent dictators like Walter Mondale, who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfillable or not. Your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Leninists has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot. But they may turn into the most bitter enemies of Marxist-Leninists when they come to power. And that's what happened in Nicaragua. You remember most of these former Marxist-Leninists were either put to prison or one of them split, and now he's working against Sandinistas. It happened in Grenada when Maurice Bishop was already a Marxist. He was executed by a new Marxist who was more Marxist than this Marxist. Same happened in Afghanistan when first there was Taraki, he was killed by Amin, then Amin was killed by Babrak Karmal with the help of KGB. Same happened in Bangladesh when Mujibur Rahman, very pro-Soviet leftist, was assassinated by his own Marxist-Leninist military comrades. It's the same pattern everywhere.
It's the same pattern everywhere, except the United States. Because again, the United States is the greatest nation in the world with the greatest people in the world. That goes for Democrats too. Now, Democrat leaders, these are the Marxists he's talking about. It's different. But the Democrat people, union workers who've been voting Democrats all their lives, they're still salt of the earth Americans. I still love them. Now, we have not gotten to normalization. They tried it. They tried it in COVID to normalize the idea of absolute tyranny, of big brother watching, of government right there in your business with everything. And it didn't work. It didn't take off. Yes, there is a large portion of the population that embraces government control. But it's not enough to take over America because we're more passionate than they are. They may be able to submit to government control, but we have far more passion to push back against government control than they have to submit to it, which is why we're winning. So since we haven't gotten to normalization yet, we haven't gotten to the phase that he was just talking about, that the people that helped them get to normalization ultimately aren't given the trappings of victory. They're put to death. We haven't seen that yet. We still see them going after their enemies, still trying to put freedom fighters in prison. So this is why, folks, when I listen to this again, now knowing what I know from the last time, I don't know, it was probably a couple years ago that I've talked about this interview and I've had a change. COVID was their final battle plan. They thought they'd break us then. Wasn't a test run. They thought they'd break us and they couldn't, which is why now we've got to take that as a message of hope and strength and resolve that they can't break us. We've been through it before. Now stand firm and taller and stronger than we've ever stood before. And we go out there and we make sure President Trump wins. And we make sure America stays in the hands of freedom fighters, of lovers of the Constitution. We do that, America's going to be okay, and we just may break them. They may not have a chance to recover after President Trump wins office next time around. Wouldn't that be the greatest thing ever? All right, folks, don't forget my website, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. Stinchfield 1776 is the website, is the social media site, Stinchfield 1776. I urge all of you to follow me on all the platforms, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, though TikTok is not Grant Stinchfield. It's fascinating stuff, this, and I hope you leave feeling a little bit better about where we are, because it can be so depressing watching this on a daily basis. If you haven't voted yet and you live in a Super Tuesday state, early voting's done, I know, but get out there tomorrow and vote. It matters. It means something. Do it. Vote on Tuesday. God bless every single one of you. Stinchfield Army rolls. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you here. We'll see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Then back here on the podcast tomorrow.